Zeg nu eens wat Harvey Murray, ja, kom iets op. Hintgens, zeg nu eens wat Danielle Schöne, was je zo kwalijk. Oké, we zijn. Today is the first day of Sunday Shiro. And so I always try to pick a different limud on Sunday than when we do the rest of the week. For the rest of the week, we're doing in the morning, is Nida, in the afternoon is Tzitzis. And now on Sundays, we're going to be doing Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We should also make the Shilas Zecher Nishmas, because, a terrible tragedy happened. Tani Pollack, Tani Pollack from Fallon. Unfortunately, his son, what was his son's name? Ezra. Yeah. So the Levaya is going on right now. Hopefully, I'll make a shiva call, but there's a question whether we should revatel the shiur or not. So we're having the shiur, but we'll have it in his memory, Ezra Pollack. And it's like a 3-year-old child that's sick. Unfortunately, they weren't able to save him. And so we should have him in mind in our learning, the Eloi Neshama of this young boy. Okay. So let's look in the beginning of the packet of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the Rambam. Rambam says, Chol Chol HaMoed afal pi shelo nebar bo shabason, ho v'nikra mikra kodesh, rehu zman chagiga b'mikdash. This is not chagiga, v'asher v'asiyas melacha, yidei shelo yehe kishay yimei achol. She'en b'hem kedusha klal. In other words, you have to show a differential, that it's different than a regular weekday. Also bo melacha asura asura makin also makas margus migreshi sura midivrei sofer. So the divrei sofer in the Rambam is a whole discussion what that means. It's famous because the Rambam's famous thing is Kesef Kedushin is divrei sofer. So it's hard to believe that it means only that if you get married with Kesef Kedushin, it's only derabbanan. Some say it means that it's learned from the Yud Gimel Midrash or Torah Dreshes Bahen. But it could be have different meanings in the Rambam. But the simple pshat in this Rambam is, means it's Drabbanan. Because if you violate halachas of Chol HaMoed, you get Makas Mardus. That's not Malkus, regular Malkus. It's Makas Mardus for, it's a certain type of Malkus for the Rabbanus. So he writes Beferish Makas Mardus. That's the Rabbanan. So if he's going to write that it's Makas Mardus and he writes Divrei Sofrim, so those two things together seemingly assumes that. That it's the Rabbana. Then in Halacha Beis, he gives you some of the rules. He says, Elohim, kol malacha shi mo yase oso b'moed, yesham hefset harbe. You're going to get a hefset if you don't do it. You're going to lose money. So then you can do it. It's what's called the Dovra Ovot. But even a Dover Ovot can't be a big tircha. Kates and Mashkin based on Shalkin, you have irrigation, Humoid, Velo, base a Mashke, Shimoyushke based on Shalkin. See, if you're not going to put water into the base of Shalkin, the Haaretz HaTzmeya, Yifsedu Bo HaIlonos. Because if you're not going to water it, trees are going to get damaged. And on the other hand, if you're going to be dole, you're going to have to bring up water from. So that's going to be a targadol. So if there's going to be a davar avodas mutter, but it can't be a targadol. But mashke human a mind, which shaya, okay, so that's the Rambam, but even when you do it, the Rambam shita is that it's only the Rabbana. Now, there's a famous Yerushalmi, the Gabbai Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So the Rambam in Talmud Yerushalmi, by Cotton, Parag Beis, Halacha Gimel. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rabba Bar Mamel, Ilu Hayali. Okay, let's skip those lines. He says a whole bunch of things, but the one about Chol HaMoed is, says Klum Asu Lasas Malachim Chol Shomer El Kedei She Ochlin V'Shosim V'Yigeim V'Torah V'Inun Ochlin V'Shosim Ochsim. He says he would have, if it was up to him, he would Makim Malachim Chol HaMoed, because the whole point of Malachim Chol HaMoed is that you shouldn't do Malachim so you have time to learn and celebrate. And then people were not learning. So then what's the point? So this seemingly, we'll see from some Rishonim in the Rosh here, on the next page, on page four, seemingly assuming that it's only the Rabbana. Because what do you mean you would, if it would be a Daraisa, you can't say, well, I would matter. How can you matter a Daraisa? But a Rabbana, you could say that one Bezdin can battle the words of another Bezdin. So that's what the Rush on page four, the middle of the page, first word in line is honey, noshi. If somebody would have joined along with me, I would have been matir to do malacha from Klumasu Malachim Chol HaMoed, Gedishu Ochlim Shosim Smechim, Yigeim B'Torah, Ve'inu Ochlim Shosim Uprohesi, Alma De'isha Malachim Chol HaMoed, Eina El Midrabban. So that's the Rosh's Raya. That it's only the Rabbana. And the Rambam also says it's only Drabban, it's a malacha, a Chol HaMoed. But it's interesting that there's a Sefer Yireyim. Sefer Yireyim is on page 12, going over to page 13 and 14 and 15. And the Sefer Yireyim has a new yesod about the Isra Malach of Chol HaMoed. So let's take a look on page 13. It says, "Gazu Chachamim al Chol Shemov Asur Bo Malacha Sheish Bo Torah." Vein Dovra Ovid. It has to be something that's Torah. Now, let's take, for example, turn on the switch. Yeah, Chol HaMoed, the light switch. So it's no Torah. not a Dovra Avodah either, but it's still Torah. The Aser, it has to have to be Mutter, those to be Aser rather, it has to be something that has a Tircha. It's different, like Rav Dovra and Rosh Hashanah, Rav Dovra fights it. It's different than regular Malachas of Shabbos. Shabbos, if I turn on the switch, it could be the rice, right? There's no tircha involved. Kalamayin is more about tircha. And that's, we'll see that Shechta point there, Rishon and Machron was speaking about that they didn't want you to stare the food of the day. So you're going to have to be involved in something that has a lot of tircha. So it's not going to be a good situation. Yeah.
The Rebbe said that some amount of tear of.
Well, if it's Dover, we said before, it's Dover Ovod, it's on the Rambam. And there's no tircha, then it's okay. What if it's a Dover? It's not a Dover Ovod and there's no tircha. But as the Rambam writes,
so there should never be tircha.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll see. So let's look in the Tshuvas of the Rambam Mipanim on page 16 and 17. Rambam Mipanim. If you look on page 16, there's Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah. Rama is Reish Mem, two strichels, and Ayin, not Rambal, with an Aleph. Ramah Mipanu was a Bekubal. But he also wrote on Halacha as well. So the Shud, Ramah Mipanu, discusses this idea. He says, "Ram Tzvi on the bottom page 17. Ram Tzvi the Mindo Ichol Shalmod Bechal Yom Tovim the Din Zelo. A Rosh Pshitin Le Disa Bechal Savkle Al Das Even the Os Tali Milsus Reim Tzvasha Ozo Zemishum Isser Chomets Yeshiva Suka Ain Tshim Chul Gmelam Im Shum Isser Malacha I Malacha Chomoy Atzur Midaraisa." So Reish Mashkin, he feels, go to page 18. So he says, Yolanu on page 18. 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 Rabbi Gdol Omer Sheish Bechiv Shavisa Darais. He thinks Malachas Cholamoyed is a Darais. But what about the Rosh? The Rosh said a good point. The Rosh said that from that Yerushalmi, right, that he would have gotten away with the done away with Malachas. So let's see what he says. How is he going to understand that it's a deraisa? So he says like this. Sheish chiv shviz dara emes the kulu kroy dashin minayu osir malacha the lav kush the milsi biyontiv tzivi vas mechur abon al chol shal moed ana kroy dun loysil as azul ibe bein tzorach maharek bekach memukom azer rak lefar shachilu shebein Amarnu hayos tov alenu kaim mitzvah shvisa b'chol moed. Bein shaman sheish ba isu b'locha shima yosu b'locha bo michayuvei lav and nitzak masha tom of om hecha matzim isu tzosu osu tzosu muta. So he says, so also bo, also the malach is a mufrash b'dibre chazal lab, abo mechal seir shikven lishbos, bo mechazal m'nashvu o misvar, v'esho eze asur v'eze muteres. In other words, chazal were given the ability to decide what the Torah had in mind. This is the concept of misaron ha-kosov l'chacham. So, because Chol Hamoed is called a Mikra Kodesh. So, if it's a Mikra Kodesh, yeah, he writes on page 19, the Khan, the paragraph. Khan is Shivino Rosh, Masha Somach, who didn't fill in the Chol Hamoed of Yerushalmi. Tosav Adam Tfilin Latzman, Masha of Alola Cherim. You can write fill of the Tzorach HaMoed. So it says, so Eilichal ben Yodav v'chol mod b'dover hazeh kval v'yikr. So what is he trying to say? In other words, the Chachamim are, in other words, Chachamim define what the Daraisa is. That's the concept of Sar HaKosim HaChacham. So the Yerushalmi that says he would have been Mevatel, it means he would have defined the Daraisa differently. But it has, there was some things that are Daraisa, tefillin. You got a halacha l'moshe mishina, you put on tefillin. But here, the idea is that Torah said this day has to be special. It has to be Mikra Kodesh. So how is it going to be Mikra Kodesh? So the Chachamim are going to get together and decide what we need to do to make it a special day. And they said, okay, you know, if it's not a Dover Ovid and you're going to do Malacha and you can do Tircha, then it's not going to be a special day. It's not going to be a special day. So for Mela, that's the idea. They were the ones to define and if you look in the Ramban on page 11. He says a different verb on page 11. It's the Ramban and Avodah Zarah on Chaf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban says with the arrow is, Amin HaTorah Eino Osor Al Melachas Avodah Karka. He says the Isser is Avodah Karka. Because Avodas Karki, plowing, that's a tircha. That would be a derais. It's a chosim ruba. Mir ein b'zem min ha-Torah lo lav lo malchus. Because you're not going to get malchus for it. Because it's not a lav in the Torah. But it's more of a positive thing that you have to make it a mikra kodesh. So if you just writing, say, a whole moin, and maybe there's a little tircha involved, maybe not, but that's not such a big deal to write. When you're plowing, when you're doing a vodas karka, that's the real daraisa. So that's how the Ramban says. He says like this. There was the real Doraisa is Avodas Karka, but the Chachamim made other things that are not Avodas Karka. So that's what the Yerushalmi said we wanted to be matter at, the other things. Because Avodas Karka, that you can't be matter. Because Avodas Karka, that's a Doraisa. And that's a Tircha Maruf. So that's the Ramban Shita. But Avodas Karka is the Doraisa. And then the other things, those only the Rabbanan. And those other things, but it says Yerushalmi, if it would have been up to us, we would have been matching those other things. So a lot of things people do with Chol HaMoed, you know, they could be a tircha, but the tircha meruba is only Avodas Karka. That's the paradigm of, you know, a big tircha. And that's the derais.
I'm just working on that, right? That's the point of the
derais. Yeah.
Like,
you mean if you go to your own accountant?
Yeah.
You're an accountant.
Seems like a bonus card, but it's like a bonus job, no? At the...
Well, his lesson is. I mean, the Torah in Asher El B'Melechas Avodas Karka V'Chayotzi Ba Shetichasan Meruba. He says V'Chayotzi Ba. So Chayotzi Ba means interpreted to mean that it's not necessarily Avodas Karka, but something that has the equal amount of Tircha commensurate with what Avodas Karka would be, then maybe that's also a Derais. It has to be Tircha Meruba. That's his lashon. Tirchas and Meruba.
So the Rambam that started the Doraisa.
Well, the Rambam says if it's to be mutter, it has to be Dover Ovid without Tircha. So if this has tircha, then it would be mutter. But his main thing is avodas karka. But to be truthful, it seems that he's being more broad. The kayotziba. In other words, if you would be working in an accountant or in a law firm, and this you is- Right, big tircha. Big tircha. Right? I mean, if you have to lawyers, then they stay up all night. Right? So it's not a voter's karka. But it's but it's your chas of a rumor. But if it's not Tirchas and Meruba, it can still be Aser, either Rabban. Okay. But if it's not a Tircha at all, you know, there's a whole discussion, you know, the Chazon Ish and others, you have to check your pockets of Chol HaMoed. So in our mind, whoever checked their pockets before they go out of Chol HaMoed, right? There's no Tircha at all if you have something in your pocket. So some say you don't have to check your pockets to go out in the street of Chol HaMoed, because even though it might be Hotzah Shalom Tzorach, but there's no Tircha involved. Not even the Tircha Muetis. So you say Tircha Meruba is a Daraisa, Tircha Muetis could be a Darabana, and no Tircha at all is Tzmuta. But this is not the regular rules of Shabbos, because Shabbos has nothing to do with the Tircha. Right? If I open a light, Shabbos is no Tircha at all. But yet, but so if it's no Tircha at all, then maybe it's good to the gamma.
Second level
subjective.
First level,
right?
It's karka. Second
that's objective.
But that first level, see, he's saying the kayotze bo. So it's not only simple, it's not only tucho avodas karka, but something parallel to avodas karka. And so if you would be doing something that was, you know, big, you know, like people moving. See, we see around NYU, people are always moving, people come and go. So they have those moving trucks and everyone, that's a tour of Aruba, even though it's not a Bowen's Cocker. Yes.
But the guy is doing the moving.
Well, what do you think? If you just write a little bit, I don't think that's a tear.
There's an agent that, typing is more butcher on some writing.
What do you say there?
I think that's something I've seen in Aloha, that I guess typing was not really discussed from by the earlier pro.
Well, they didn't have typewriters then. Right? They have typewriters? There's going to be a little bit of discussion about taking pictures. I'll call them. Somebody had they told me that they're doing it before Yantin, but they're going there to Israel for Sukkot. They want to hire a professional photographer to take family shots of the family. Is that mother? Because, see, another halakha is that it can't be a malachas uman. Malachas uman means a professional job. So it can't be a malachas uman. So is that called a malachas uman? But even though Rav Harari pointed out, the guy is doing it, but you're not. There's a bit of a amir al-akum and chol moed also. Right? So if the guy is hiring a professional photographer, so the question is that considered a malachas uman? If it's a malachas uman, then it would be a problem.
Going to a dentist.
You're going to a dentist. Well, my dentist is Torah Havuf. That could be different.
Rav Moshe has a tshuva.
Well, the dentist.
Yeah.
And he says what?
I don't remember what the case is, but he says basically it's usher unless it's an emergency.
Okay. That's the same. No,
he has a tshuva, isn't he?
Yeah. So. If a person moves, that could be a tikkun. Keep moving. And I tell you, people go out. Because it be a tikkun baruba, even though it's not a bonus kaka. So that's what the Rambam says. That the rice is tikkun baruba. And if it's not tikkun baruba, it could be a Rambam. And if it's not even a tikkun at all, that's what the safety rate says, then maybe it's gone. Based on that, someone will say that you're not going to check your pockets a whole morning, or you're not, because it's not a trick at all.
So the wire is just down.
Well, if you hire the movers, so that's a mere lack of it,
right?
It's them that's a trick of rubber. I mean, maybe they're enjoying it, they're going to make money. But if you movers are doing that. You see how everyone sees this. The movers, just this morning, the movers coming and going. Every morning you see movers coming and going.
They have very nice, interesting names. These moving companies. Yeah, I always see every morning a big truck in front of the boat. So that's a tikkun merub. That's a weird horizon. So then if you get a guy to do it, even though you're not doing it, the guy is doing it. But that's a mere lachem and a deraisa. Then that could be a problem. So there are three levels. There's tircha meruba, which is deraisa. There's tircha betes, which is, could be a derabana. There's no tircha at all, which could be a kutter. Well, see, we should look at the Truma Sadeshin. I always tell my Talmid, you have to know every Truma Sadeshin. Right? On page 21. So let's look at the Truma Sadeshin. Simon Kluf Nun Gimel. It talks about Tisha B'Av. But you want to milk the cows on Tisha B'Av. So he says, "Yirid el chor mashma d'shari, the Tisha B'Av why? The cholam cholam oed the ikir isim asis melachal the rabbein tam." The Rebbe Drabban, which is going to be the right, so if you're happy, Heter Pasha to hold him her behemoth for Atzma, to milk the cows on Tisha B'Av. It's not per Mokum Shadogu. Mokum Shadogu was a Smolach of Tisha B'Av. Okay, so then we have to see how do we compare Tisha B'Av and Chol HaMoed. So if you look here, on the page 21 of the bottom left, four lines from the bottom. Tamza Chalatnu Be Melocha De Chol HaMoed Be Melocha De Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Kulu Tainu Kulu Lukach Asimu Tiny seems to go to the Shaman. The Malacha might see it, Sarala, Alma, the tailless Malacha, Adra, but Tiny Kulo, Kulo Inoy. Had the cost of Rabbis of the English called Lahakin Anaka Katsos, then there's Shayna Tami Shub Isra Malacha, and Shub Shahim Oski, Matik and Macha, Mavanda, and Inoy. So what's the story with these type of things on Chol HaMoed? Kol Osa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Eino Roa Simen Bracha La'olam. What is that cause of Rabbi Alphas? So what's the difference between Melacha and Chol HaMoed and Melacha and Tisha B'Av? So he writes on the first column, page 21, on the bottom right, Tisha B'Av a melacha, whether it's Torah or not, but it's, you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. Whereas you can do things that are not such a tircha, but they're time consuming. So a Tisha B'Av, you can't do that. Because Tisha B'Av, it's all about doing things that are going to take you away from the thinking of the inri. So Tisha B'Av, the soul of the malacha, is time-consuming activities, even though it's not so much tircha. But if you're just going to light the candle or make a knot, then it's mutter. And he says, "Kein malacha sheitircha chamul simchas moed." Ba'adai ein lasos in b'tishmav. So it says, so Tisha B'Av, see, Bechol Moed, Tircha. So Tircha could be 10 minutes of Tircha. But Tisha B'Av, it's not about Tircha, it's about something that's going to take a long time. She who is Ma. So what if when you're milking the cows, so what is that? Well, yeah, so therefore what? You're saying it should be, it's not she, it's mine. So that's the Lord. So Tisha B'Av is, there was, it's going to take you 2 hours to do something that you shouldn't be doing on Tisha B'Av, even though it's light work. It's not so, so you're going to go to work on Tisha B'Av for 4 hours. It's not the hardest work in the world, but it's a Shi'ur Zman. So then you shouldn't do it. But on Chol Hamoed, it's more about what? It's about what? Tircha. Yeah, what is it?
I ended up at my machine. It's like 5 to 7 minutes.
5 to 7 minutes.
But my hand, you can take off like that.
Much bigger. Well, is it Shiva's man? 5 minutes is not Shiva's man.
30 minutes.
Yeah, maybe that could be a little bit. But it's not Shiva's man. Yeah. But then for Tisha B'Av, the story of Shiva's man, but then shouldn't be a problem to milk if you're saying it takes 5 minutes. But if, even if it's a tircha, it only takes 5 minutes.
You know,
we're saying normal, but so I follow Maya, no. So follow Maya, saying it's nothing to do with Shia's man, it has to do with tircha. So then, even if you have 5 minutes of tircha, then that's, that would be a problem.
I'm sorry, Rav. In terms of like writing notes for Torah on Chol Hamoed, would that be considered a tircha?
Notes for Torah is the same as Taz, as Rav said. That it's like a dover over, because if you're not gonna do it now, then you have to do it after Yom Tov. If you're going to do it after Yom Tov,
But you wanted to spend that time after Yontif to do new Chiddushei Torah. So you're losing time on your Chiddushei Torah. If you spend the old Chiddushei Torah Chol Hamoed, then after Yontif you could do new Chiddushei Torah. So you're losing time. So you could do it on Chol Hamoed. You write down Chiddushei Torah Chol Hamoed. So pass. Yeah.
When it comes to how that is consideration that cow.
Yeah. Well, the question is, do you have to get a guy?
Right.
You have to get a guy, you can do it yourself. That's what says Shaila. Tisha B'av Shari Lach Lach Harish Shar Behemos Otzor Chasot Oli Dei Noch. So he says that Shira Dolchor Mashmit Shari Ad Chol Moed Iki Isser Basis Malacha Bidra Barnet Kehok Het to Pasha the whole thing called him the Behemos Rasmi King Kosh came with Tisha B'av Dei Noch Minim Bokum Shanel Vassas Malacha Matisha. Master tells the din echad who the mlechas tisha b'av. Don't kill today before the morning. It's awesome. Third day shlach lof. Kol mo yisim mlech mishu tzvisu. Shere b'an kol mlech mishedya. She'ina shal toyach. So I'm b'niyab mlech mishu tzvisu. Shere b'an kol mlech mishu tzvisu. All of us are other masks have fucking the day she's on. In the object, in other words, he says like this: Tisha B'av, we want to afflict you. So if you're not doing malacha, you feel, hey, I could be doing something productive, and I'm not. So if so, we don't want you to do something productive. We want you to be Ma'ana. But on Chol Moed, we don't want you to do Tircha. They want you to do Simchas Moed. Chol Malach Meitzel Torah Chalav, Yom Malach Hedya Jezbu. She accessed to Mishnabeva and Lasosa Mishnabeva. Three times here. Kol Malach is a great show, Torah Halo. Yom Malach is headed. There's Tisha B'av is Torah and she is mine. And Lasosa Mishnabeva. They shall came to the Batel. The Ina was full care of to him. Rather than Pasha with Mahatib and Tisha B'av. Because you want to be Ma'an yourself. So if it takes time to do, you're going to feel that you did it on Tisha B'av, you're not going to feel, oh, I did something productive. If you won't do it, and something that takes time, you'll feel bad. On Tisha B'av, we want you to feel bad. But because of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not being productive. So therefore, on Tisha B'av, you want to be ma'an yourself. So we tell you, don't do malach on Tisha B'av. Now, to turn the switch on Tisha B'av is no big deal. Not, you don't feel good about yourself. You're productive, not productive. Productive when you spend 3 hours on something and you got it done, then you feel productive. We don't want you to be productive on Tisha B'av. But on Chol Moed, we want you to feel, we don't want you to do a tircha. So a tircha could be even a second. 5 minutes, but still a tier. But on Tisha B'av, it's not about a tier, it's about being productive. Definitely, we don't want you to do things that take a long time on Tisha B'av. Because then you would feel that you were productive, and that would take away the sadness. We want you to be sad that you're not being productive. Tisha B'av, we don't want you to be productive. But Chol Moed has nothing to do with productiveness, being tircha. And And if it's a malachas uman,
that means you have to be very exactly, even though it's 5 minutes, but it's different. Like in the United States Torah, even one letter that has to be back. That's exactly. That takes the place of the point that's wrong. That's the important issue of that, not being accomplished, that's going on, not doing the office that,
okay, so let's discuss what we discussed here. We discussed the Rambam that says that the Chol Moed is Divrei Sofrim, Machas Mardos, so it's not just Rabbanan. We discussed the Yerushalmi that says that some people said that if it was up to them, they would do away with Melachas Chol Moed, because the whole idea of Melachas Chol Moed is to, they should be able to have sympathy under it and learn. The people are not learning anyway. So that was the Rosh's Raya, that it's the Rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan Pana says, no, it could be the Raisa, it's just Masar Nachos Mochachobim to discuss what they want to put in the Raisa. But Chachobim decide, and then we saw the Sefi Reim at the din of Balachas Kol Moed is about Tircha. Then we saw the Rabban that it's, that he has level of Tircha Meruba. That's a deraisa. Tircha muat is the Rabbanan. And no tircha at all said that would be with the Lagam. Then we discussed the Truma Sedeshin, which discusses milking the cows. So we said that when it comes to Chol Moed, the idea is not to have tircha. So is it a tircha to milk the cows? Well,
seems so.
It's a tircha. But for Tisha B'Av, it's nothing to do with tircha. What is Tisha B'Av about? She is man. She is man, because if you do something that she is man, then you feel a sense of accomplishment. And then you feel good about yourself. We don't want you to feel good about yourself. So that's Tisha B'Av, that she is not. But if you're just lighting a fire or turning on a switch, that's not she is not. That's Mutter of Tisha B'Av.
But I would say that it's a bigger issue.
So what's your job? You just make phone calls. So that's a shiur's mind.
Right.
It's not so much a tircha. I don't know, is it really a tircha? I don't know. What would you say? But you say, but it's more of a svara, that if you do something that takes a long time, that's not to do a tisha.
The office and the salary.
Because they work X amount of hours. So for tisha, but we don't want you to feel accomplished. But she is mine is the issue. The follow my is not the issue. She is mine. Of what type of job you have. Okay, these are the solas. Can you be solas? Yeah, as I said, the Shama to advance the cattle. Here.